Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are talking about senior housing, and in studio we have Thomas Eustace, Director of Sales and Marketing at Kalakaua Gardens. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health. So our Kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you miss any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week, brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Three tips for moving. 1. Plan ahead. Start planning well in advance to avoid last-minute stress. Create a checklist of tasks and set a timeline for each step of the moving process. 2. Consider professional organizers. Professional organizers can assist in sorting belongings, organizing the move, and creating a functional living space in the new home. They can help you make decisions about what to keep and what to let go. And 3. Preserve familiarity. Setting up the new living space with familiar belongings and keepsakes. This can help create a sense of continuity and comfort in the new environment.
For more tips on your next transition, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 808-753-9033. Again, today we have the pleasure of welcoming back Thomas Eustace. He is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Kalakaua Gardens. Welcome back, Thomas.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
And I love your shirt. I love the dragon, by the way.
You're the dragon.
Kuhi Fachoi. Well, you know, a lot's been happening in the senior living community. And for those who may not have heard of yourself or Kalakaua Gardens yet, maybe you can share a little of your background and your community.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've been in the senior living market for most of my career. Mm-hmm. So I don't even want to admit this, but I'm on my 34th year, I think. I've lost track, but around 34 okay. years in this industry.
So intentional forgetfulness. Yeah.
Yeah. And last 5 years, I've been a part of Kalakaua Gardens, and it's one of the most rewarding careers I've had in all of my time in this industry. Mm-hmm. And when you love what you do, it doesn't even feel like work.
Right, right. And so Kalakaua Gardens has been around for roughly how many years?
We are going on our 8th year already.
Oh, that's fast.
It flies by.
I just remember seeing that building come up, and 8 years already, that's quick.
Yeah, it does. It flies by.
But I hear good things, you know, about residents who are there. And maybe you can just kind of give a general overview of what people can expect as far as accommodations and Kalakaua Gardens.
Sure. Well, Kalakaua Gardens is a full spectrum senior mm-hmm. living community, condo style. Everything is kind of up and down versus, you know, we're not on a big platform, mm-hmm. big footprint. Mm-hmm. We have independent living. We have assisted living. We have memory care. We also have skilled nursing. And as well, we have long-term intermediate care, mm-hmm. all within the confines of Kalakaua Gardens. So there's two different licenses that are operating. Okay. We have assisted living license and then what they call SNF or ICF, skilled nursing or intermediate care, all within the community.
So basically, you guys cover the whole gamut?
The whole gamut.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know in some instances, they partition out certain areas for these different levels of care. Is that similar to the arrangement in Kalakaua Gardens?
It is similar. It's partitioned by floors. So we are a month-to-month rental property, and we have independent living floors that are just designated for people. Really, they don't need the care. They need more of the, you know, the conveniences, not having to cook, not having to clean anymore, transportation services at their ready. So a lot of folks who are just, you know, it's getting too much at home, they come to Kalakaua Gardens, they enjoy that mm-hmm. part of our services. We have assisted living as well, mm-hmm. and this is more along the lines for people who start to need a little help, maybe getting showers or mm-hmm. getting dressed or help with their medications if that becomes a need, and we can individually provide a care plan based on their specific needs, mm-hmm. and their changing needs as well. So we can adapt as their needs do oftentimes start to increase, and we can be there for them as those needs increase.
Right. You know, it's great that you do have the spectrum, because as you know, everybody will have changing needs as time goes on. And there are some communities where, you know, it'll only be an independent living community. So if you need more assistance, like you're saying, on the assisted level of care or even skilled nursing, I mean, they'd have to move out, right? But it's nice that if they come in as an independent person, but they do need more care over time, they can stay within the Kalakaua Gardens community and receive that care as time goes on.
And that's one of the biggest reasons why a lot of folks choose Kalakaua Gardens, because they have that whole continuum all in one building.
Right.
There's a lot of communities out there, a lot of great communities on Oahu, but we're kind of a great, we have bits and pieces of all the different communities out there, and we don't require a very large upfront fee when people move in here. So they don't have to buy in, so to speak, but they can still enjoy those services as their needs change, and we can adapt with them as they move forward.
And I guess that's a decision everyone has to make when they're evaluating, okay, which kind of community is the best for me? Because there are some, as you mentioned, with the upfront buy-in, but that could be a cost prohibitive, right? Perhaps they don't have that built up equity in a home that they're going to sell and use that for the upfront cost or reservation. And so they'll need something where they can just get in there and make that monthly payment, right? So that's the flexibility, I guess, that Kalakaua Gardens provides.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Now, as far as from 8 years ago till now, I mean, how is your occupancy these days?
Our occupancy has been doing tremendously well. We've seen a surge in the recent maybe year and a half for folks who need more assisted living versus the independent. I think because of the whole COVID, you know, thing that we're finally kind of getting through, and it's subsiding a bit, but more people who have waited for that period of time to kind of, you know, for us to get through this as a community are starting to, you know, realize they need these services now. And since they've waited a little bit longer than in the past, you know, their needs have, you know, increased, and we've had to actually kind of change the dynamics of our community to fit and meet those needs.
Yeah. And it's great that you guys are actually paying attention to what's going on out there, because I mean, if you're not changing with the times and with the needs of the people, then you're not really meeting the needs of the community, right? So I'm glad you folks are paying attention to that. But yeah, I think so. Can you imagine all these, you know, kupuna who were delaying coming into Kalakaua Gardens are now coming in? And boy, that must have been a stressful 3-year period. They're just waiting.
Right? Yeah, it's been very stressful, not just on the residents themselves who've, you know, had to experience some of the ramifications of getting ill with the COVID, but you know, from a regulatory standpoint and because of the requirements of testing. I mean, we were for a while, our staff was being tested twice a week, you know, full cranial test, you know, with those PCR tests.
Right.
That was not a fun part.
It wasn't a pleasant experience.
No, that was not. So I'm anxious to see us kind of getting through this, and we're still absolutely, you know, doing everything we can to maintain the health and well-being of all of our staff and being very cautious as we move forward. But we're starting to see the light through the, you know, at the end of this tunnel.
You know, I think part of the issue of why maybe people are delaying is because they're afraid, hey, if I go into one of these places, I can never see my family because they can't visit. Or, you know, what happens if there's a shutdown, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's almost as traumatic, if not more traumatic, than, you know, not receiving those assisted living kind of care, right? It's being cut off from the outside. So right now, within Kalakaua Gardens, what's the protocol like, you know, visitations and so forth with family?
You know, at the moment, there's really no visitation restrictions of that sort. There is still a requirement for us all staff, residents, and guests to be masked.
Right.
So we are, again, you know, moving forward cautiously, and that may change as, you know, the dynamics of the disease, the situation changes. So,
but fortunately, I think we've kind of gone through the worst of it, and we're managing it pretty well right now.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Well, Thomas, when we come back, I want you to share a little bit more about what someone can expect if they are living the Kalakaua Gardens lifestyle. So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them. ClientService@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're talking senior housing. And in studio, we have Thomas Eustace, Director of Sales and Marketing at Kalakaua Gardens. I heard what you said about having to meet the needs of your residents and having to adjust. You told us before coming on that you guys had to actually physically adjust some of your rooms and your floors to accommodate the greater need for assisted living. What else has changed at Kalakaua Gardens?
Well, one of the things that we always try to stay on top of at Kalakaua Gardens is the demand of what we're seeing come our way. And address those needs and change along with those needs. So, yeah, we have had to actually modify a number of our floors that used to be designated for folks who are independent and create these assisted living floors and provide more staffing to meet the demand. It's hard to say what the future will bring, but, you know, we are going to respond in kind to, you know, what the market has, in store for us and, you know, kind of just being flexible with our services that we provide for the kupuna and the families who are dealing with their loved ones at home that need help.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And speaking of services and even needs, I'm not sure if our listeners know, but you have a rehab center in your community. Can you share a little bit about that?
I would love to. Yeah, the fourth and fifth floor of Kalakaua Gardens is licensed what they call intermediate care and skilled nursing. So it's kind of a dual license. Mm-hmm. The skilled nursing portion is more along the lines for people when they're coming from the hospital. Maybe they broke their hip or had a heart attack and they cannot go back home after hospitalization. Most people, seniors are fitting that description, have Medicare or some kind of a health care plan like Kaiser, their health insurance will cover that kind of a rehab situation. And we are certified by we have a Medicare license. We're certified for Medicare for 49 beds. Mm-hmm. So we utilize most of those two floors for the rehab situation with people coming from the hospital, mm-hmm. and getting those rehabs, and then they typically go home. But we also utilize those floors, that type of care, for the needs of our residents who have changed dramatically, where assisted living no longer is appropriate. Mm-hmm. Their needs are beyond the assisted living regulations and what they can provide. So oftentimes our residents, since they live in Kalakaua Gardens already, if they do, for lack of a better word, graduate to that next level, it's all seamless within the confines of Kalakaua Gardens. They can transition from an assisted living floor to a skilled or ICF level floor.
And how is it, Thomas, that that's assessed? Do you guys have routine check-ins and maybe some reporting that, you know, one of the, you know, staff might say, well, you know, Mr. or Mrs. so-and-so, they've, you know, their mobility is a little challenging and so forth. And then do you schedule a time with the family to discuss things? I mean, how does that work?
Oh, it's a very good question. Yeah. So from the onset, when people physically move from their home to Kalakaua Gardens, mm-hmm. we have an assessment process that our nurse will evaluate based on information that we get from their primary care doctor, and doing an individualized in-person assessment of the individual, so that we can help determine if there's any needs, what those needs are, and how much help they need, and create what we call a care plan. Mm-hmm. Now, when someone moves in, we also do a 30-day follow-up assessment just to see if there's anything that we need to change or tweak in their care plan. But then every typically 6 months after that, we will do assessments just to kind of keep them up, make sure they're, you know, getting the appropriate care that they need. And if they do change, we can change and accommodate those needs as that change happens. And oftentimes when the need gets to a point where an individual has to go to a higher level, then we get the doctor's involvement and help with the family making that transition.
That's great. It just shows you're always attentive to what the changing needs are, right? Now, Thomas, maybe share with us, what's it like a day in the life of a resident at Kalakaua Gardens? So they wake up at, let's say what, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock? Enjoy the outdoor lanai. What happens?
Well, you got to remember, Brandon, that there's a number of variety of different types of lifestyles, if you will, within Kalakaua Gardens. Right. So you have the independent, you have the assisted living folks. You know, typically they'll wake up, they'll go down in the restaurant and have a nice breakfast. Mm-hmm. From there, they'll get their exercise done. We have group exercise programs every morning at 9:30.
Oh,
and then we'll break into a variety of different activities, whether they're in-house or we have some excursions. We do have a bus and vans to take people to, whether it's field trips, little outings, sometimes just scenic drives for some of our folks, like in memory care, who really don't get a chance to get out that often. We get those folks at least out of their normal setting and into a bus to kind of go look at the different neighborhoods or the holiday lights or what have you. You know, and then they'll break for lunch, and then afternoons they'll have movies and bingo and a variety of different activities from which they can choose from, and have their dinner after that, and then it go into their evenings, which they, you know, we have these nice ohana rooms where, you know, the folks who live on each floor have a little space where they can watch the news together or sit talk story with their neighbors or their loved ones who are visiting. It's a great place to visit, and it has the best of both worlds. It has a residential feel and some portions of our building, but then it has more of a healthcare feel for those people whose needs get a little bit more progressed and they need those kinds of services as well.
That's great. And, you know, I'm so glad that you're doing all these things, you know, so-called amenities of the community, because, I mean, that's what you want to experience, you know, later in life, right? Versus just staring at your four walls. You want to get out of your room if you can, and like you said, go on excursions or socialize, right?
But it's also a simplicity of living. You know, they don't have to, as they were when they were living at home, worrying about, you know, who's going to mow the lawn or take care of the garden or, you know, get the roof fixed. It's a very simple way of living. You don't have to worry about cleaning. You have a service for that. Yeah. Someone cleans your room every week, and, you know, someone makes your meals. You don't have to go grocery shopping anymore. So there's a lot of conveniences that, you know, now they can just, you know, kind of switch gears and really enjoy, you know, their senior leader, the golden years, as they call it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, aligned with that, you know, what are some of the financial requirements of being in Kalakaua Gardens? And, you know, are there any additional fees aside from your monthly rent that they'll need to pay based on their care?
Well, there's three typical, you know, factors that go into the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving you just kind of the basics here, the general. So there's the rent, which includes all those things that we just talked about, meals and housekeeping, utilities, cable service, transportation services. Those are all built into the base rent. And that's going to be subject to whether it's a studio, a one bedroom, if it's assisted living or memory care. These are factors that go into the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, separately, we provide care, and the care is going to be individualized. We have five levels of care that can range anywhere from $500 a month and go up to $2,900 a month, on top of their rent. And then the third part of the equation, if they need help with the medications, you know, we have med technicians, and that's their sole job, is administering, you know, prescription medicines to those who need that. Aside from that, typically there's a one-time entry fee when folks decide to move in with us. But aside from that, and it's very minimum. It's $4,500 one time entry fee.
Okay.
But aside from that, yeah, you just kind of pay as you go, and as your needs change, you know, there may be a change in the monthly cost. But
roughly, if you're looking at a studio, what's the kind of range?
Roughly around $6,200 to about $6,700 a month is what the studios will go for in assisted living and independent living. And then if we're looking at more of a memory care, typically memory care in general is a little bit higher cost. Mm-hmm. And then for us at Kalakaua Gardens, the companion rooms, roughly about $6,800 a month for that type of a living situation in memory care.
And the companion room, is that your one bedroom or is that the
companion shared room is where you'll have two individuals. They have their own bedrooms, but they share a bathroom.
Right.
And a little kitchenette area.
With that, which I think is pretty common.
It is in the industry. Yeah. It is, yeah.
Okay. And is there like a true one bedroom or is that the companion room is the one bedroom?
No, the companion rooms are a little bit different. So in assisted living, independent living, we have two styles, actually three. There's what we call a one bedroom, a traditional one bedroom, and a hybrid one bedroom, and then we have studios.
Okay.
So the hybrid one bedroom is very common for the couples that come in. There's two bathrooms and a couple.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so it's a little bit larger in terms of the, you know, the couples coming in and having their own designated bathrooms, if you will.
Right, right. And what's kind of cool, again, because you have all these levels of care, you could have a couple, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe one person has a higher level of care than the other. Is that potentially how it could work?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Those dynamics are happening as we speak. Yeah. And, you know, there comes a point in time in some situations, especially when couples who normally want to stay together in the same room.
Of course.
And, of course, we're going to give them every opportunity to do that. But there are cases where someone's health dramatically, you know, shifts and their needs, you know, change so much that they can't be in that same room or apartment anymore. So they may have to move in. And so you'll have maybe a downsizing on the one that's, you know, staying in assisted or independent living. And the other one may need to move to a different floor where there's a higher concentration of staff to care for those needs.
Right. Well, we didn't mention it earlier, but, you know, Kalakaua Gardens is a very central location. So let's say, Thomas, somebody want to come down, say hi to you, since we know you're on that commercial now, and then visit Kalakaua Gardens. Maybe you can describe the location and then how that process works.
Well, we're right on the outskirts of Waikiki,
yeah.
The main intersection that is about half a block away from us is Kapi'olani and Kalakaua.
Mm-hmm.
And for those coming, you know, I get it all the time. I drove by your place for years, and I never knew you were there. It's hidden in plain sight,
yeah.
And if you just blink, you'll miss it. But we're right on the other side of Century Center Building, mm-hmm. on the other side of Kalakaua, and then we're opposite side of Convention Center of Kapi'olani.
Mm-hmm. Right, and of course another landmark is the Convention Center you mentioned, and so it's very, very convenient. And so, Thomas, if somebody wanted to reach out to you and schedule a visit or a consultation, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I would highly encourage you to call me direct, and I will give you my main number that you can call, and it goes right to my office, 808-892-4502. Call me direct, and I'll be happy to spend as much time with you as I can to help to get to know your situation and do what I can to help you make an informed decision.
That's great. Thomas, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for helping our listeners make these decisions and for helping our kupuna.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, Brandon. Andrew, thank you for having me on again, and I look forward to doing this again sometime in the future.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Kupuna Wiki is a 501c3 Hawaii nonprofit, and if you're ever interested in getting involved as a volunteer or contributing to our show, please reach out to us. Our number is 808-792-5188, or you can email us info@kupunawiki.com. And thank you to all the participants who called into last week's Kupuna Wiki trivia. And last week's question was, a Hawaii resident holds the Guinness World Record for largest collection of what? The answer is surfboards, and that's by Donald Detolf. And he has 647 different surfboards. That's a lot, Andrew.
It is.
Now this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question is sponsored by Kalakaua Gardens.
An Australian surfer won a world record in 2023 by catching the largest wave ever paddled into by a woman on Oahu's North Shore. How tall was the wave?
For a chance to win a Lawrence gift card, be the first person to call us the correct answer at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.